Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's a game day tonight at Bridgestone Arena. Predators hosting the Blackhawks. 7 o'clock puck drop, 6 o'clock pregame right here on 102.5 The Game. Darren McFarland and Chase McCabe. Willie has stepped away for a moment. He'll be back in a bit. We now have our weekly chat with Predators General Manager David Poile. He's on the line with us. David, good morning. How you doing?
Darren, I'm doing good. Looking forward to tonight's game against Chicago and getting back in the win column.
Yeah, no doubt about it. The wins have come at home, and so hopefully that trend will continue. But obviously it did not go the Predators' way down in Dallas. Special teams struggled mightily, to say the least. What were your takeaways from the two games, and how do you go about trying to fix that?
Well, the first period in Dallas in the first game, I thought probably was our most complete and best period. To me, we totally were all over Dallas, played really well in all areas of the game, very, very physical against them, had some great scoring chances, and were unable to get that elusive first goal. And then even in the start of the second period, where it seemed to favor us, and then we took two penalties back-to-back, and they scored two power play goals. And that seemed to be the game, and then it seemed to carry over until to the next game. Again, where Dallas once again got three power play goals, so it was really disappointing that we couldn't do better in killing off those penalties. I've never quite been involved in anything like that before, and it really took our course on our team. I mean, you can say what you want, but when they scored those first two goals and then followed up with another one in that first game, I think it took a lot of our confidence away, but that's something that has to be rectified. I know the coaches have been working on that the last two days to give us confidence in both ends, meaning our own power play, which has not been as good as it needs to be, and of course our penalty killing has been arguably the worst in the league. So those are huge and important areas that we have to get better on as soon as tonight if we are going to have any chance of winning.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's one thing, it's obvious that the penalty kill has got to get better, but, Dallas is in the box, too. I mean, the Predators had, five cracks at the man advantage on Friday night, three or four more chances again on Sunday night, and so one of the power play resulted in a goal, in the Philip Forsberg goal, but other than that, that's got to get going, too, because there's only been two power play goals this season. What are you seeing out of that unit that certainly head coach John Hines is putting the firepower there for that power play unit, but right now just not getting the results that everybody's expecting?
I couldn't agree with you more. On paper, it looks good. Our first power play especially looks good in terms of the names and the quality players that we have. In terms of getting shots and attempts, analytically or what have you, it looks very good in terms of getting pucks on the net and creating chances or what have you. But again, the proof of the pudding is in the results. And Dallas got some tips. They got four goals in that first game that were tipped in, which is again good positional play, if you will, by them going to the harder areas. And maybe it's not good defensive play on our part that they were successful to be able to make those tips. So, we got to do some of the same thing. So, we got to call it like it is. This has been an area that has not been a strength of ours for the last couple of three years. I really felt that this year we have the manpower to do it and to make a difference. But often the games are won on the specialty teams. In other words, if you kill all your penalties and you get a power play goal, you're plus one in that area. And that's often the difference in the game. And certainly, in the two Dallas games. It's an understatement to say that, but that was the total difference in both games. So we go at it again tonight against Chicago, who also has a very good power play, and we'll have to see how we do tonight in that area of the game.
David Philip Tomasino has been practicing with the team. He's still a very, very young man. Where do you think he is in his development right now?
Again, I guess you would say we're kind of showcasing Philip a little bit here. You know, he's at the World's Junior with Canada, had an outstanding tournament, he's come here out of quarantine, missed all of training camp, and now he's on the taxi squad. This taxi squad situation is great in terms of the depth that it gives us and every team in terms of the numbers that you can go to, but it is not a perfect situation in terms of integrating with the team, practicing with the team. You know, it's a little bit of an awkward situation. I would think if Philip doesn't get into the games here soon, that it'd probably be better for him to probably go down to Chicago to play in the AHL and you know, get in regular practices, get in games, play with players his own age type of thing, and that might serve him a lot better and eventually us a lot better in this season in terms of maybe giving him more of a better opportunity to actually, you know, get some games for the Predators.
Yeah. Yesterday we learned that the third goaltender, Connor Ingram, had checked himself into NHL's player assistance program. I don't know what you can or can't say about that. We're all hoping that everything is okay. Kaskasuo will be the third goalie now in his place. We saw him a little bit in the third period of the Friday inter-squad scrimmage, the same with Ingram. Both of them played the final periods in that Friday night scrimmage. What can you tell us about him, and what can you say about the first thing I said?
Well, on Ingram, I think you know that these are personal situations that is safeguarded by collective bargaining with the NHL and the NHLPA, and you know that's the way it should be. Connor's a really good young man that obviously has a little bit of a situation, you know, right now that I believe that we've caught at the correct time, and as you say, it's a voluntary situation, so he was more than willing to acknowledge the help that he needs, and I think that he and we will be in a good situation in the near future. I'm certainly hoping that. It's just a terrific resource that the NHL provides for the players, and hopefully he'll be back with us in the not-too-distant future. Kaskasuo was Toronto's third goalie last year, another Finnish goaltender to go along with Saros and Pekka. He's a big kid. He's had some pretty good success at the minor league level, not been given too much of a chance with Toronto, and you know, we brought him in here with competition for Ingram and depth for our whole organization, and here we are five games of the season, and he's our third goaltender. So again, I'm not wishing or hoping against anybody, but I really hope that between Pekka and Saros that they give us top flight goaltending, and we don't have to go to this to a third or fourth goalie, but if we do, I think Kaskasuo is certainly a good prospect.
Good deal. Matthew Olivier, we talked about him because he stood out in the scrimmages, and he's been given his opportunities. What have you seen? What have you liked out of Olivier? What has he been providing for this team that he seems to continue to be getting the vote of confidence from the head coach?
Well, I think he fits in well with what we're trying to do in terms of changing our team around a little bit, and that's to try to be harder to play against and to be a little bit more physical. He has grown a lot in his 2 years in Milwaukee as a player and as a person, and I think he knows that he can do it at this level. Now, he's just, you know, in a couple of games that he's got into, I'd say he's done okay, but, you know, in a blanket statement with everybody, I think he could do better. John's used a quote the other day about players that are making an impact or not making an impact on a game, and I would say that Olivia just falls in with a lot of other guys that I know he can do it. I know he's got a specific role. He knows the role, and he just has to make more of an impact on the games when he gets into them. So you can't just stick your toe into the water here. You've got to dive in full little more here to get in there. And so let's see if he gets another chance possibly tonight and see if he can make a difference. I mean, he's got to show up somewhere on the scoreboard. You know, it doesn't have to be goals or assists, but it certainly could be, you know, it could be hits, takeaways, you know, drawing penalties and things like that.
Predators general manager David Poile is here with us on Darren Donovan Chase. And one thing that has kind of always stood out to me with whether it's your team or any other team, but when you're early in the season, the first couple games, when you have new players, there's that appearance that, oh, the chemistry is instant. But I think that we'd agree that sometimes it's adrenaline and it's obviously this season of waiting so long to play. It does take time to truly build chemistry. And with your team, with so many new faces, I think that that's something that maybe we're continuing to see. But how would you evaluate the chemistry development with the new pieces and the pieces that have been here on your team so far?
Again, I agree with what you're saying. And again, it's apparent that the chemistry is not, you know, quite there throughout our lineup. I mean, forward-wise, you know, I think our first line with Johansson, Arvidsson, and Forsberg has been clearly our best line and has been producing goals pretty much every game except the first game in Dallas. Having said that, the other lines are, you know, the fourth line has changed a little bit, and the second and third line, I think they have like one 5-on-5 or even strength goal in five games. And we need more. You got a lot of guys that have nothing on the board, either, you know, goals or assists or anything. And they're going back to that word again, their impact on the game has been minimal, and it has to be more, and it has to be more consistent. Everybody has a specific role; they were signed for a specific reason, and you know, some players are just not playing their role, and thus that's affecting the outcomes of the games. And I'm hoping that this is a short sample size of five games, and that this chemistry, to use your word, gets to be a little bit better as we move on, and players, both from their contribution to the club and our feeling about them, goes to be a little bit better and more successful place.
Along those same lines, at least with Mikael Granlund, he's very familiar with this team and having been here the last couple of years, but early on in his return, he's already showed up on the score sheet. I know you kind of mentioned it. John Hines had him playing with the top line some, but what have you seen so far out of Granlund?
Well, I think Granny is just the opposite of that. What we just said, he didn't have any training camp. He has one day of practice, and he comes in and he's very impactful. He was all over the place in terms of creating opportunities, making plays, doing a lot of other things. His effort is, you know, unquestioned. And again, outside of the, you know, the Joe Fallin, I mean, he certainly was our best forward and down in Dallas in his first two games. So hopefully, whatever line he's on, I think right now he's on a line with tonight with Duchesne and Cannon, and you know, certainly look for those guys to be impactful and to make a difference in the games. Both being good defensively, but also, you know, starting to put some points up on the board.
David, I think we'd both agree that in any given night, anything can happen in this league. That's how it's set up, and that's why you play the games. But when you evaluate this Discover Central Division and the fact that you're seeing the same opponents so many times this year, I think you'll also look at how evenly matched some of these teams really are. And to me, a game against a Chicago is that much more important, because it's well documented that they maybe don't have some of the same pieces that they've had in the past, and they are kind of looking at a retooling, or however you want to word it. So does, when you look at games like tonight and tomorrow, does that make those 4 points that much more important because you view your team as being in a position to take those 4 points?
Well, I really like this format with when you play teams back-to-back. I mean, it feels like the playoff situation where, you know, you find out right away how you match up against these teams. So I like it. And again, there are these classic 4-point games. I mean, a sweep by Dallas this past weekend is, you know, that's put some 4 points ahead of us. That's a big big number to catch up with in this kind of a condensed season. So it's the same thing tonight and tomorrow when we play Chicago back-to-back games. So I think Chicago's really, from the start of the season, and again, the short sample here, has really gotten a lot better. I mean, kind of, got hit over the head with these big injuries with Taves and with Kirby Dach in particular, but I think they've adjusted and they've moved guys into lineup, giving guys, new opportunities. And I think the last couple of games that I've watched, they're much, much better. And I think we got our hands full tonight. And once again, one of the areas that they're really good on that we have to improve on is the power play. So our penalty killing, is going to come into play as an important part of the game tonight. So it's going to be another good test for us tonight. There's no question about that.
No doubt. Next two nights, Predators hosting the Blackhawks. David, we always appreciate the visit. Thank you so much, and we'll see you tonight.
See you guys tonight. Thank you.
All right, that is Predators General Manager David Poile. He joins us every Tuesday at 11:15. We'll come back. More of Darren Dunick and Chase on the other side, but first, a word from Chase.
Yes, it is my time to tell you about BetMGM. They have an addition to your list of New Year's resolutions. Sign up for BetMGM and get your first deposit doubled with instant match. I love that. You love that too. Register for BetMGM using the bonus code INSTANT1025GAME. That's INSTANT1025GAME, and get your first deposit matched up to $500 in free bets. That's some serious cash for some serious sports action, like the new basketball season or football teams playing to reach the season's grand finale next month. All you need to do to get your first deposit matched up to $500 is sign up on the BetMGM app or go to BetMGM.com. Use that bonus code INSTANT1025GAME, and there you go. BetMGM will raise the stakes for all of 2021 with innovative parlay selection features, boosted odds specials, daily promotions, and much more. No one can match your game except BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. You must be 21 years or older. Must be present in Tennessee. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.